plastic.
You know some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are to no good. Ah, but baby, I'm
and welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're listening to Devil Radio at 92.7 FM and WTTM 1580 AM, if you can tune it in. But I guess we've got to go with this week's edition is the Not Your Average Old White Guy with a Radio Show. Because this is, I mean, I'm having a hard time, okay? I've been having a hard time for my whole life handling racism and inequality and just, you know, got me another 30 days on Facebook there, Jason.
Again?
Yeah. I tried to stop it because it kind of like gave me a warning, which lets you know my account's like on an automatic thing, right? It doesn't have to be reported by anybody.
They're watching you, man.
Well, I think I've been kicked off as many times as I was arrested for standing up for, you know, freedom of speech, too, you know? It's so funny. I watch these guys talk about freedom of speech for most people, you know, especially if you're white and lean to the right, which is the truth, man. And I don't know why it's so hard for people to see. But, you know, racism is the topic today because I'm sickened by it. Like I never had before, you know, and it's always, you know, people are saying, well, it's always been. Yes, it has always been here. Never seen a surge like this in my lifetime since like the 60s when we were surging against it, supposedly, the, you know, civil rights movement. But along the way, you know, those that were there to stand up for civil rights, they just kind of got slid over and purchased to the right all over this decades and decades of elections. And
tell me about that, because I you know, okay, so 60s a little before my time,
yeah,
and I didn't live it, but for the people that did and are now seeing what's happening, what is that like? I mean, is it just make you really upset, the fact that you did all that work and thought you were advancing things and now we're back to this place, or is there more to it?
See, I didn't do any of the work because anything before the 60s is before me.
Okay.
But 61 on, kind of aware of things, you know, at an early age with the Vietnam War and with, you know, protests, civil rights movement, assassinations. These are things that, you know, I wished I didn't have to remember being a kid because it did cause some nightmares for me, mm-hmm. right? But it all started with my parents because, you know, racism isn't natural. It's not a natural response. I don't know how many times I got to prove it in nature, in the wild, or with human beings. But oppression and slavery and racism has always been a part of the human culture. You know, the one that, and it gets me because it's like the same people that are always accusing cancel culture. And so I'm trying to get people to embrace, yes, we want to cancel that racist culture, that lie in our history that doesn't talk about, you know, how this country was built, who built it, who economically profited off of it, off the backs of people that were non-white, whether they were Native American, Asian, African. And then there's like the part where there's the divide economically, right? You know, you got both. And I knew that I was guilty of, I'd say, stereotyping, prejudiced against certain people, usually people that had more than everybody else. And it wasn't because really that they had more than anybody else. It was the way they acted and the way they treated other people because they had more than everybody else. And that's why I've always had a hard time with that. And when I was younger, you know, growing up in an all-white rural community, even with parents that didn't teach us racism, which means they taught us not to be racist, because it's funny, that's another term, reverse racism. Well, that's me, because I'm not racist. You know, how do you reverse racism except to not be racist? So But all these little catchphrases that people use and people bite on them and stuff. It's like, man, if you guys were fish, I'd have caught a whole boat full of you guys. Because you just can't bite on that wiggling worm that tries to say that the white race is, you know, like dominant or supreme to everybody else. Because I before I got kicked off Facebook, I try to make people laugh and stuff. And I was like, you know, if given the opportunity, you know, white guys aren't always the best at everything. And it's funny twice because you're right, they're not the best at everything. It's even funnier because they are given the opportunity over everybody else, you know. At least that's been my experience. You know, anybody wants to tell me I'm wrong, you can call in 1-844-967-2789. And I will tell you that, you know, I'm going to steal this from the Devil's Advocate show, you know, who claim to be, you know, 100% right 60% of the time. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm actually right, you know, 100% right 70% of the time. So I hope you're listening, because everybody should, because it really, the crux of this problem is of course, white culture. And we're the only ones that can really change it. I mean, it's not like people that are non-white aren't already fighting to try and change the culture and the status of them in this world that's supposed to be human, and we got a Statue of Liberty that invites everybody here, and then, I mean, but, you know, they put that up after they already dragged people here on boats to use them as slaves, so, right? I mean, that was, what year did the Statue of Liberty go up? So, I'm sorry, man, our whole history is built on lies and on slavery and racism, and they have to do this to be able to divide and conquer, like we've heard them openly admit. You know, it's just like this racist path we're on right now, where the surge, where people are not only, you know, unafraid to say it, but they're prideful about it.
Yeah, that's a
white pride. I don't understand white pride. There's, you know, there, like I've already explained why there's plenty of reasons not to be proud of it. You know, a history that's, you know, based on, built on, you know, wiping out other people's cultures so that they can expand theirs. And now we got this movement in the right-wing Congress by Empty G. And, you know, Louis Gohmert's like, well, I'm for more seeing about it. Well, yeah, I'm sure you are. You know, the more racist and, you know, bigoted it is, the more you're likely going to jump on. We're not out of this yet, okay? And the reason why I agree with democratic socialism is because, it's the opposite of authoritarianism and a dictatorship and, you know, white supremacy and, you know, and our whole basis of this country is supposed to be that we're the melting pot, you know?
Yeah.
And you do find that in pockets in the world and or in the United States. Of course we do, you know, otherwise there wouldn't be a lot of people that feel like me. You know, no matter what color they are, they feel just like I do. We're just like stunned at how cruel people can be, and how can you not, you know, meet people with a smile and want to know more about them? You know, it's my experience in life is, you know, even, and I've been to some really down and out places where I worked, and where I played. You know, I would rather play with people that are like more down to earth and, you know, don't have access to a lot of fancy things, because I didn't either really, but I didn't want those things. You know, I was more connected to, you know, using what Mother Nature provided me. Like even when we were playing, you know, war games, and we'll get into guns and stuff a little bit later because that ties right in with, I mean, but we used them in, you know, we weren't like, you know, violent against other races. And I think I've already said I chose to be like, when we fought with other kids and stuff, we were like the Native Americans fighting against the cowboys. It's true, you know, and I think that is because I understood their culture and, you know, their connection to nature and the earth is the same thing I feel. If you're a human being, and that's what I say I am, and people get, well, you know, there's, no, we're not, don't confuse human being with just ordinary people. There's a difference, right? And then when I mean ordinary people, I mean people that don't act human, that don't have any empathy for a 13-year-old kid being shot by the cops. We've all seen it, you know, or if you haven't, you've, you know, seen it on social media. And I think that's where I got booted, was from a woman's comment. And I'm just like, you know, that's just not right for people to, you know, what were the parents doing and why was this kid out? And I'm going to tell you right now, I was out plenty of times at 2:30 in the morning from age 13 to, you know, well, not anymore. Now I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. So, and I don't go out, but, just, I don't know how people could have such a different experience in life than what I had, just as a human being. Whether it doesn't matter what religion somebody was, or it's always been based on how people treated other people and how they treated animals, which was a big thing with me. And I'm telling you, I wasn't always like right about a lot of things, you know, when I was younger, because I grew up in a community that wasn't diverse and, you know, was a, well, basically by heritage, it was a Norwegian culture at that point, and really liked those people, you know, great sense of humor, honest, hardworking, but just this, you know, prejudice and racism against, you know, people that weren't white, you know. I can remember specifically Black and Asian, which, you know, we know right now that those two demographics are being attacked by crazy white people, man. And no, I don't mean crazy like they're, you know, they should be given a pass, like we're watching them get a pass. Whew. We'll get into that, because I saw some terrible things, and even last night, the difference between being black or brown in a car pulled over with your hands out the window versus a white guy that's driving away with a cop in his window, smashing cars and stuff, you know, getting away and nobody doing anything. We'll be back in a little bit. Thanks a lot.